After a severe battering during the recession, Czech industry is showing some signs of recovery. Industrial production actually increased by 2.9% in June compared with May, according to the Czech Statistical Office. Although output was still 12.2% lower than in June 2008, this is still about half the level of the year-on-year decreases at the start of the year. One of the worst-hit sectors, construction, also grew 0.1% in June compared with a year earlier. Even so, preliminary figures on Friday showed Czech gross domestic product down 4.9% in the second quarter compared with the same period in 2008, but growth rose on the previous quarter.
One of the Czech economy's biggest problem is the low productivity and low education of its workforce. Those are the main findings of a survey of the country's competitiveness by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. It found Czechs on average worked longer hours than most other Europeans but didn't even achieve two-thirds of the average output. It added that the number of university-educated workers is more than 50% below the European average. Overall, Czech competitiveness was found to be 1% below the EU average.
While electricity is still pulling in the millions, state-controlled power giant ČEZ has decided to branch out into selling natural gas. From January, it will offer big customers the chance of buying gas as well as electricity. ČEZ believes it can undercut the biggest Czech gas seller, RWE Transgas, by selling on gas purchased on energy exchanges. It can also build on its existing relationships with major power users. ČEZ has been buying and selling gas for the past year, but these were financial trades rather than aimed at final customers.
Another company hurdling its traditional frontiers is Czech Railways. It has launched itself into the long-distance coach market. In a joint venture with its German counterpart, Czech Railways has begun operating 6 daily return coach trips to Nuremberg in Germany. The coach knocks more than an hour off the journey time by rail. The move is perhaps a preemptive strike at Czech long-distance coach company Student Agency, which has ambitions to take to the tracks, but it will also cannibalize some of the Czech Railways' own market.
The company behind the Czech Republic's most popular internet search engine, Seznam, wants to break into radio. The company wants to launch a web radio over the internet for women by the end of the year. It is aimed at being a musically spiced-up sound equivalent of its For Women web magazine. Seznam's bosses are prepared to launch similar web radio offerings twinned with its internet magazines if the pilot project is judged a success.